Good morning. We're continuing Chayotam Klal Dalet, and we're starting Simen Vov. So the Chayotam now addresses an issue of Karl. We know that there's a concern with a woman's voice for singing, etc. The Chayotam says, Kol Be'isha Erva, that a woman's voice, Karl, her sound, is considered an Erva. This is based on the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says, Kol Be'isha Erva, Shlema Ki Kolecha Rev, a woman's voice is pleasant. The Pasuk in Shir Shirim, Rashi points out that the Pasuk in Shir Shirim is going through a list of the different elements of a metaphor of a man seeing the beauty of a woman, using as a metaphor between the relationship between the Kodesh Baruch Hu saying about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is the woman in the metaphor. The Baruch Hu was saying different praises about Klal Yisrael, using the different praises of a woman, the beauty of a woman, as the metaphor. And one of the things it says is Ki Kolecha Rev, that the woman's voice is very pleasant. So Chazal in the Moran Brochas and Nefchav Talam and Aleph say, we see from this that Kol Be'isha Erva. This is the same Gemara which says the Tefek Be'isha Erva. Then the Moran says that, which the Moran says qualifies it specifically in the context of Kriya Shema, like we mentioned before. Then the Mor says, Kol Be'isha Erva, Shoik Be'isha Erva, and Sar Be'isha Erva. So we spoke about Sar, we spoke about Shoik, and now we're going to speak about Kol. So, Kol Be'isha Erva, the Hanu B'shosh Shem Zameris. The Chayadim qualifies this immediately and says that Kol Be'isha Erva is referring to specifically when a woman is singing. Abba Dibura, Lomikri Erva, but the Dibura of the woman is not called Erva. So when the woman is singing, that has the status of Erva. But when a woman is just talking her regular conversational voice, that's not problematic. So we need to clarify a few points over here. First of all, why does the Chayalim feel need to tell me that a woman's dibur is not problematic? That would be quite limiting if we had such a habamina that just dibur alone would be problematic. There are multiple gemaras of Jumashwa that there was a situation where men spoke to women. So if that is true, woman would go to a dentara, she would present her case. She can't present her case because Kol Be'isha Erva. There's no such concept. So that's not the point. So why is the Chayyadim pointing this out? Number one, that's question number one. Why is he pointing that out? Number two, we need to understand, is this a general issue, or is this specifically in the context of Kriya Shema? We've spoken before about there's a Kriya Shema element, and there's a general concern of Erva. So which one is this referring to? A third point is interesting to point out. Rashi says on this in the Gemara and the Afchav Dalet and Brachas that from the fact that the Pasuk is referring to the woman's voice as being pleasant, Shmami, know that it's Taiva, that it's an element of Taiva. There's an element of being desirous, of being attractive, which comes with it. So what is the concern of Chazal? The concern of Chazal is that this will cause a man to be attracted and have improper thoughts. Is that the concern, which is referred to as Hirhurim? And the Pasuk, which supports that, is V'nishmartim Mikol Davar Ra. The person has to stay away from all things which are inappropriate. Chazal is sensitively referring to the concept of being Mahar about Anisha, thinking about women. Or is this there's a separate issue, the person, independent of the concern of what it might bring to Hihurim, just the person cannot be near something which is an element of Erva. The difference between the two would be a woman who's not an Erva. So is specifically that the Torah says that women which are prohibited to a man, some form of isser, a woman is married, a woman is anita, a woman is a chayv elavin to him, according to vis-a-vis a grusha, etc. The person cannot get near to the erva. So not only is the act of relations with the woman prohibited, but even touching, hugging, kissing, etc. So is this a form of that? This is that's the word means we call an erva. But a woman who is not anita, a woman who's not married, so she's not an erva to him. So he would be allowed to hear her voice. There is this concern of the issue of a man coming to be maharir, but to contemplate women is a permission, even referring to a single woman who's not a nidah. So we need to clarify what type of iser is this. Is this specifically in regards to Kriyat Shema or in general? And we need to clarify why is the Chayyadim discussing Kol Diburim, which seems to be that quite an expansive application of the concept, and the Chayyadim feel the need to say that it's not true. It seems to be pretty obvious to us why is the Chayyadim saying that. So we need to clarify these points, Rest of the Hashem, in the upcoming Shiurim. There is a lot of different discussion about Kol Isha. People have a lot of different arguments and points, etc. And some of them are not so really found have any real foundation to them and the arguments. But people are not so familiar. So again, we'd like to spend a little bit of time clarifying this point so people should be knowledgeable in the area and understand what is correct and what is incorrect in this discussion. Have a good day.